not everyone in Chile should be here. Hopefully we're going to get through three games today. They're all going to be in the Sicilian defence, Nimzovic variation. It might be called the Nimzovic-Rubenstein variation by some people. Game begins 1, Pepe 4, Charlie 5, White Knight, Foxtrot 3, and then Black Knight, Foxtrot 6. This is the game system we had last week. The Nimzovic system, named after Nimzovic. Whether he invented it is another matter. Named after him because he produced some spectacular games with this at the outset of the variation. Various options here for white. You can push forward and kick the black knight around. You can play calmly with pawn delta 3. They're the two main options. If you're going to play the pawn echo 5 variation, do some homework, because when you push a pawn to the fifth rank early in the opening, you can be overextending yourself if you don't support it correctly. We're not going to see pawn echo 5 yet. We're going to have white playing game move knight Charlie 3. This is the same as last week. Now last week we had Nimzovic as black playing aggressively with pawn delta 5. And the middle game was fairly balanced, chances for both sides, but White made one tiny mistake on a back move, 28, lost a vital pawn, and then Black probed very efficiently in an late middle game and early end game. With obstacle of bishops in a late middle game or early end game, whoever is attacking is effectively a piece up because the bishop cannot be challenged by the other bishop. So Black exploited that position fairly accurately, I would think. Here we're going to get a much calmer approach by Black. Nothing wrong with 3 pawn delta 5. But Black's going to take it a bit slower. Black's going to play game move knight Charlie 6. Now it's a 4 knights Sicilian. Each player has got the knight house on the bishop 3 square. That's white to play. And all three games are going to have the same move here. The game move is white plays pawn echo 5. White pushes the pawn to echo 5. Yeah. Well, it's clear that the black knight can't come forward. It can't come into the centre. It can't come to delta 5 or echo 4. They're both covered by the Charlie 3 knight. So white has played a refinement in the advanced variation by denying the black knight access to delta 5, as it would do had white pushed the pawn on move 2. So white's held back on the advance for one move. Black's played knight Charlie 6, and now white can push pawn echo 5. And this is where you have to know what you're doing. If you're going to push a pawn to the fifth rank in an opening, you really need to be certain how to keep that pawn. It can become overextended, surrounded, and lost. Well, here comes the fight. Black plays knight golf 4. Game move knight golf 4. So already black is lined up two knights attacking this pawn. I told you it can become overextended. Now, how is white going to defend this pawn? Any ideas?
The delta 4 doesn't work.
Because black simply plays echo takes delta 4. Yeah. And if you take knight takes delta 4, then the knight on golf 4 comes back and recaptures the pawn on echo 5. And you've lost the pawn out the opening for nothing. Mm. Yeah. And you're white and you give away a pawn. And it's not even a gambit pawn. There are open lines, but there are no weaknesses in the black position to compensate. That's just delta 4, loss of a whole pawn. Well, there's only other one move to do it. Yep, game move, queen echo 2. Queen echo 2, the only move.
Looks bad for white.
Well, It depends. There are some systems where you put a queen on echo 2 and you free in chess, bishop golf 3 and bishop golf 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can maintain the pawn on echo 5, then you've got a long diagonal for your light squared bishop. But you have to be able to maintain the pawn on echo 5 first. Mm-hmm. No. So, I keep telling you, if you're going to push a pawn to the 5th rank, you've got to know what you're doing. Any ideas on how black can gang up on this echo 5 pawn even more?
Queen Charlie 7,
obvious. Queen Charlie 7, yeah. And then how can white put a... That's three attacks. How can white put a third defence on the pawn?
Yeah.
Well, again, if you try pawn delta 4, just simply Charlie takes delta 4 and attacks your knight as well.
Yep.
Makes you wonder how white manages to play this variation.
I'm coupling that to the 5 and then bring the knight up to either David 3.
Can't get the knight from Bravo 5 to Delta 3. You can't get it to Charlie 4.
No. Right.
Okay, well, this is a case of I'm asking you to reinvent the wheel. If you don't know this system, you're very unlikely to want to make it up at the board. So anyone playing this variation as white should have. So there are certain moves you know as part of the system. Okay.
Compared to 3 being good.
Not if Queen Charlie 7, because the knight on golf 4 takes echo 5 and you've won a black's won a healthy pawn.
Mm.
Now this is one of these positions you must know what you're doing.
Right.
Now, some openings you can just sit down. If you play the king's Indian or Reti attack, you can play so many moves automatically. And because the sides don't meet until about move 9 or 10, you don't have to make any critical decisions. Well, it's already now, this is approaching crystal for white. You either know what to do or you don't. If you don't know, you're going to lose a pawn. If you do know, you're going to fight. But this is why it's a bit unfair, because I'm asking you to work it out over the board without any experience. So, yeah. Okay.
Knight to Bravo 5 and then Knight to Delta 6.
Better idea. Oh, you could try that. That's one possibility. And you, hang on. Why isn't that working? That's funny, that. I did not look at that. Okay. Well, the game move by black is Queen Charlie 7. So we can sort that one out. Black has played Queen Charlie 7. Now white has to find an idea here. If Knight Bravo 5, black's going to keep the pressure on the echo pawn and play Queen Bravo 8. If white comes in Knight Delta 6 check, clearly, if the black king goes to Delta 8, you win a pawn on Foxtrot 7, check, and then win a whole rook. And you might be winning a whole rook. And that's an exchange you can take. Yeah. So Knight Bravo 5, Queen Bravo 8, Knight Delta 6, check. Black can simply take it. Echo takes Delta 6. White echo takes Delta 6. And then the black king goes to Delta 8. No checkmates. It's horrible for black.
Yeah. Yeah. Then it's up to Fritz who wins.
Well, I would think so, yeah. Or past experience, yeah. I mean, slower ideas, yeah. After the Kingdom goes, you could be looking at Pawn Hotel 3.
Yeah.
to kick the knight back, but it can go back to foxtrot 6. Or simply moving pawn delta 3 with the idea of bishop go 5 won't work because of pawn foxtrot 6. That's in a mess. The king side can't move. Bishop foxtrot 8. Oh, hang on. He's certainly bishop takes foxtrot 6 immediately. As soon as the king goes to delta 8, white, black is certainly bishop takes delta 6, removing the threat. So it's not a plan. Knight bravo 5, queen bravo 8, knight delta 6. Echo takes, discover check, king delta 8. It's not good enough because bishop takes delta 6 is coming in next move. And you can't protect the pawn and keep your threat up in the echo file. No. Knight bravo 5 is known, by the way, as white, to kick the queen.
There's also knight delta 5 and then go to foxtrot 6.
Well, no, because golf can take foxtrot 6. And then if echo takes foxtrot 6, knight golf takes foxtrot 6, and you're a piece and a pawn go, or just a piece down. Yeah. Okay, well, again, this is where theory has been bashed out. So, you know, asking you to reinvent the wheel is a bit unfair. Knight bravo 5 is known, and I think the follow-up after the queen moves is pawn delta 4, intending to give away a pawn on the delta 4 square for lots of activity. Okay. Well, we'll see how this game goes. I haven't got any knight bravo 5 games. The game move for one, which attacks the black queen. Game move knight delta 5. Well, clearly black can't play queen takes echo 5 because white's got a knight on foxtrot 3. So black has to move the queen. You can't, there's no other move. You have to move the queen. And you could come out to alpha 5, I suppose, if you want to. But then you've lost the triple attack on the echo 5 pawn. So black decides to keep the triple attack on the echo 5 pawn. Let's just check him in the right game. It helps to read the score sheet now and again. Yeah, knight delta 5, yes. We're in the queen bravo 8. Queen bravo 8, okay. So now it's white to play. So white's still got the problem of a triply attacked echo 5 pawn and it's only doubly defended.
Yep.
But this time, we've been trying to play pawn delta 4. If you play it, when black captures it, if black captures it, you're not having a knight that's attacked because your knight has moved in with tempo. So you can play pawn delta 4, and if black takes it, you can play bishop foxtrot 4, over protecting your strong points, and then you can start kicking the gold 4 knight away. So it's a temporary pawn sacrifice for me. So this is white's game plan. I think it is. Better check the game score. Yeah. Okay. I see what we're playing for. Yeah. Okay. So after knight delta 5, queen bravo 8, black's trying to keep on the attack on the echo 5 pawn. White game move plays pawn delta 4.
Wow.
Well, the idea is if black does nothing, white can the next move start kicking the golf knight away with pawn hotel 3. So imagine black does something slow like pawn golf 6. White goes pawn hotel 3, and because the echo 5 pawn is protected from delta 4, the black knight has to give way. And then white's solidified. White's got the big pawn centre. White can protect the pawn Charlie 3 maybe. Okay. So after pawn delta 4, it's black to play. Now, black can play Charlie takes delta 4, but then white would come out bishop foxtrot 4, which triply defends again. You know, there's going to be some tactics in the centre here, I'll warn you. Okay, so after delta 4, what would be the most annoying move for black to play against white? Not the best move, but what looks the most annoying move?
Echo 6.
pawn echo six, yeah. Kick the knight out the way. Kick that knight. And then if it retreats back to Charlie 3, you can go Charlie takes Delta 4, winning the pawn you were aiming for. White's lost 2 tempi with the knight. Black's only lost 1 tempo with the queen. Black's a tempo ahead. So echo 6, but if the knight retreats, you've got problems. Just simply Charlie takes Delta 4. And if the knight goes elsewhere, again, well, the only other elsewhere is Foxtrot 4 or Echo 3. And if the knight retreats to either, yet again you play Charlie takes Delta 4. And then the Echo 5 pawn is triply attacked and hard to defend. In fact, it's probably very difficult to defend. If you come to Echo 3, Charlie takes Delta 4, knight. Not only your knight Charlie 4, but then you can get hit by pawn Bravo 5. I think after Echo 6, white's got to be precise. There's only one move. You've got this. This is where theory has been hammered out. If you tried inventing this over the board, you give yourself a headache very quickly.
Yeah.
You get very short of time. But this is why you study opening books. This is not a variation you can make up at the board and work your way through it. At some point you'll fall. You'll miss something and you'll go under, which is why sharp variations can be very good when you've done your homework. And this is a sharp variation. Despite the fact you're not taking any of pawns in front of the opponent's king, this is sharp. Okay. This is the game move.
In a way, black has the advantage because he chose the opening. So white, it's unusual for white to get into this position, but black can get into it. So in a way, black has the advantage. At our level, anyway, at Grandmaster.
Yes, I agree with you. At move two, black introduced a variation.
Yes.
And
never seen against me. I played Sicilian. I've never seen anybody play that black, though it looks quite good. So
it's got value. Make no mistake, it has value.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it will cut
it through. Is Hector 3 playable?
That's an idea.
Okay, it's an idea to look at. What's the idea? You mean if black takes your knight in the center, you take black's knight. So you're both potentially losing a piece. That's one possibility. But there's something else when you have pieces hanging around the board. If you go Hector 3, both players have a knight on pre's. Black's knight can be a desperado piece. It can do what it wants.
Knight takes Foxtrot 2, for example.
For example, knight takes Foxtrot 2. Or there's another capture in there as well.
You can play knight on golf takes Echo 5,
yes. Well, at the moment, after Echo 6, if white moves this Delta 5 knight, he's gone. You are going to lose a pawn, and your position will fall apart. You can flail around for a dozen, 20 moves, but you are materially lost. That's a decisive, what the Grandmaster called a decisive position for black. Club level, anything can happen. But, yeah, Grandmaster level, you lose that Delta 4 pawn and the Echo 5 pawn, and you're gone. No hope. So you have to be accurate, and the only move is pawn hotel 3. You have to kick this knight before your centre falls apart. So the game move after black plays pawn echo 6, game move is pawn hotel 3. So we've already discussed this. What you've got effectively 3 moves. Oh, you've got 4 moves. Black could just retreat the knight to hotel 6. Which isn't the end of the world. White can then retreat because white will then have to do something with. In fact, after knight's hotel 6, white's got bishop takes hotel 6.
Yeah.
And if black captures it, white's got knight foxtrot 6 check, and that's a big position advantage.
Yeah.
That is very, very good. In other words, white's got everything white wants from the opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to go back to the point you were making earlier, I'll come back to the answer. It's just black chooses a defense, white chose a non-committal variation, knight fox shot three, and black began to get into a forcing variation with knight fox shot six. So white comes to the board thinking there can be any one of 12 good defenses for black here. Yeah, Sicilian, Caro, French, symmetric Echo 5, the Perk, the Modern, the Can, the there's about 12 reasonably good moves. Maybe Hotel 6, Hotel 5, and Alpha 5 don't come into the reckoning. All the other moves have to be taken into account. Oh, and maybe Foxtrot 6 or Foxtrot 5. So there's about 11 good moves for black to consider. Oh, and the two knights out, so there maybe are 13 moves. You know.
Yeah, it's a tough one, mate.
Yeah. Maybe 13 good moves, maybe 14 or 15. You've got to be prepared for all of them. So white's done his homework on the Sicilian, but maybe white likes the English attack against the Sicilian Nidorf. Well, you're not getting a Nidorf here. You're not getting a Scheveningen. It's forced into its own little, its own self-contained system. So that's good from the repertoire point of view, because black doesn't have to anticipate is white going to play the close Sicilian, or is, well, he can't play the Grand Prix. You can't play the proper closed either. No, strictly speaking, this is a form of closed.
He could have played Delta 4, I guess, when the four knights are out there and could get back to ordinary Sicilian, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be the sense of... Well, it'll move... Well, as I say, we're looking at the system where white advances with pawn Echo 5 because it creates interesting problems for both players.
Right.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong, yeah. You don't have to play pawn Echo 5 as white. The simplest move is definitely pawn Delta 4, and you transpose back into about however many hundred thousand games of theory. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me if there were more than 200,000 games of that position. At least 100,000. Some databases might run to 200,000 easily. So there we go. So white chose to take on black in a sub-variation of black's own defensive system. Now, if you're going to be this bold, and there's no reason why you shouldn't be, but you have to do your homework. And if white is prepared to do a little bit of homework, you can get quite a playable game. So here we have it. So white's doing pawn Hotel 3, hitting the black knight. If it retreats Hotel 6, simply bishop takes Hotel 6. And if black takes the bishop, you have knight fox dot six check, and that is really strong. This is very good for white. You really would not want to stop. So after bishop takes hotel six, black would have to go echo takes delta five, and already there's double delta pawns for black. That's not going to be easy to cope with. So I think white would just go after echo takes delta five. You have to move your bishop, obviously. Maybe come back to Foxtrot 4, Bishop Foxtrot 4. I think that's again good for, this is good for white, I think. So the knight Hotel 6 is not good. So black's got to do something with the Golf 4 knight. Yeah. Unless you're going to take the Delta 5 knight. If you take the Delta 5 knight, well, white will take on Golf 4 and have the Hotel 5 maybe. Something. Imbalance. This is what players like. If you want to play for a win, Find a means whereby the pawn structure will be an imbalance out of the opening. The worst thing that can happen to you from the opening, if you need or you feel the pressure to deliver a win, you should be looking to avoid symmetric pawn structures. They're harder to create an initiative. It's not that you can't create an initiative, but it's harder for your opponent to go wrong.
Some people say that like the hotel pawn is worth only like two-thirds of a pawn because there's no I file to capture on.
No I file, yeah.
So that's another advantage. If you could play hotel takes golf, he changes a hotel pawn into a full-value pawn on the golf file.
And what's more, coming ending, the hotel pawns are usually notorious, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
you're not necessarily going to win with a golf club, but you have greater opportunities. Yeah. You won't be left with bishop and wrong rook pawn for a kickoff. Yeah. Yeah. So it's flat to play. He's either going to take on Foxtrot 2 or Echo 5. I don't know about Foxtrot 2. I wonder if White could just simply go king takes. Yeah.
We'll be weak there.
Anyway, okay, don't want to spend too long. Black plays knight, takes the echo pawn. Black's playing for the centre pawns. They say a centre pawn is always worth taking. And if your opponent's constructing a strong centre, don't leave it there for too long, because their pieces will come out, they'll have better coordination, better development, and then they only need one pawn break somewhere, and the better coordinated developed pieces might flood in on you. You might not last long. But you know, if your opponent starts constructing a strong centre, you know, try to set about it as quickly as you can. That doesn't mean immediately, maybe a little bit of development, get castled, and then I'm thinking of the French defence. Yeah, if I'm French, you start kicking against the white centre with pawn foxtrot 6, as early as move 6 in some variations. Yeah. Okay, so black's taking the echo pawn. Knight on golf 4 takes echo 5. And it's white to play. Well, bear in mind, both players still have a piece on priest. So are you going to just move your delta 5 knight? Well, you're going to move it. You'd have done it last game, by the way. So the only question is, do you want to play knight takes knight echo 5 or pawn takes knight echo 5, and why?
Yeah. The other one, black will play knight takes knight check, and then you're in bad trouble. Okay.
I missed that. Boom. There's a point, I didn't see that from the way through the game.
Oh, wait a minute, though.
So after knight golf takes a go 5, white plays knight takes echo 5. So white plays knight, foxtrot 3 takes echo 5, and it's black to play. Now, what I'm wondering about is, what's that knight takes delta 4?
Yeah.
It's the queen. It's the queen, yes. Your queen comes to echo 4. She has to go to echo 4. What we're looking for is queen echo 4, and you're a piece up. Because if echo takes delta 5, you just go queen takes delta 5. And you're threatening queen takes foxtrot 7. It's not quite mating. Gosh, this is. You got bishop golf 5. Sure, yeah. Okay. After knight takes delta 4, white's allowing opportunity of knight takes Charlie 2 champ in another long list. Knight takes alpha 1. So if knight takes delta 4, you're queen echo 4. Black gets greedy and goes echo takes delta 5. White hasn't got any discovered checks because the delta 5 pawn hits the queen. So white plays queen takes. Yeah, queen takes delta 5, I think. Black goes knight takes Charlie 2, greedy, king delta 1. Knight takes alpha 1. White queen takes foxtrot 7 check. Though there is knight takes foxtrot 7. I think queen takes foxtrot 7 check, king delta 8, bishop golf 5 check. You got king Charlie 7. It's getting close. One check, I'm sure it'll fall apart. One check, and this one's go. I think something tricky, like with the king on Charlie 7 and the queen on Bravo 8, I think he's currently played bishop foxtrot 4. He got bishop delta 6 on you. Maybe the knight on delta 5 can move first. That's almost a win. Almost, but not quite. You see the king's there. Well, I'm not convinced by this at the moment. I totally overlooked knight takes Delta 4 when preparing this game. Is that the only move? It appears to be the case. No. Can't believe that. That's no good. After knight takes Delta 4, I don't think Queen Hotel 5 does anything. Pawn guard 6 looks a mine. And then Black has Queen takes Echo 5. Check at the end if you're not careful. So there must be an answer to knight takes Delta 4. Well, I can only see Queen Echo 4, Echo takes Delta 5, Queen takes Delta 5, Knight takes Charlie 2 check, King Delta 1, Knight takes Alpha 1, and then what? And then what? So you're up down, but, Maybe you do that. Ah, I see what you do. Ah, I found the improvement. Okay, here we go. After Knight takes Alpha 1, you play Queen takes Fox dot 7, check, and King has to go to Delta 8. And what you do is you play the nasty move, Bishop Fox dot 4.
Yeah.
And the Queen on Fox dot 7 backwardly guards Fox dot 4, which means this knight on Echo 5 can do precisely what it wants wherever it wants. And it's threatening Knight Charlie 6, a check. And a double discovered attack on the black queen. You're winning at least a queen for a rook and a knight, and black's position is blown apart. So knight takes Delta 4, I think, is too optimistic.
What about bishop Delta 6? Bishop Delta 6?
After queen, after bishop Fox took 4?
Yeah.
I think you play queen takes Golf 7. Threatening a whole rook, and you're then threatening knight fox dot 7 check, winning a whole rook, and the bishop on Delta 6. So after bishop Delta 6, queen takes golf 7, you have to go rook echo 8, but then knight, the king's on Delta 1, so you have knight fox dot 7 check, winning the Delta 6 bishop. Yeah, I think theory would know about this by now. This would have been hammered out in theory.
Is too strong, I guess.
I think so. Yeah, with the knight on echo 5, the bishop coming out to fox dot 4, that's the key. It's the bishop coming out to fox dot 4, and the white king off the echo 5. It's worth a rook. I mean, what has black got developed? A knight on alpha 1. Great. That's it. A knight on alpha 1. And white's got queen, knight, bishop out. And the fox shot bishop can move, and the rook can come to the centre. And the alpha 1 knight isn't coming out very easily. It's horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. It's the sort of game you'd expect Morphy to play. In fact, there might even be a game by Morphy in this variation. So, okay. So black isn't going to play knight takes Delta 4. Instead, black plays knight takes knight echo 5. Game move, back plays knight takes knight echo 5. Now it's white to play. Now you must find this move, otherwise you are in trouble. So
white played the knight on fox 3 takes on echo 5.
Just to repeat, after pawn hotel 3, black knight took the pawn on echo 5. The game move, the white knight on fox 3 took the pawn, took the knight on echo 5. So white's played the knight takes the black knight, which came from golf 4, and black has played the knight on Charlie 6, takes the white knight on echo 5. So black now has a knight on echo 5, white has a pawn on Delta 4, and white has a knight attack on Delta 5. So at the moment, material is equal, but it's white who has a knight attack. But it's black who potentially has maybe some fun at the echo file, yeah? Queen on echo 2, king on echo 8, who knows? So it's white to play. White can play pawn takes knight, and black will play pawn takes knight on Delta 5. And in all that, black's won a pawn. So what are you going to do, White? Got to find the right move here. Well, you're not going to go queen to knight echo 5, because if you want an attack, you want queen John. If White plays queen takes knight echo 5, that's awful. Black simply plays queen takes queen, delta takes queen echo 5, and then black picks back the piece on delta 5 and backs a pawn up and better. So what are you going to do?
Bishop foxtrot 4.
Ah, pin it and win it. Yeah, that is the game move, bishop foxtrot 4.
That and thanks coming in, doesn't it?
thankfully, well, this is the point of delta 4, to free the Charlie 1 bishop. It was tempting black to do something on the delta 4 pawn and gaining that free tempo to play bishop foxtrot 4. Now, as it happens, this knight is pinned. If you play knight foxtrot 3 check by black, trying to be clever, just simply queen takes knight. That won't do any good. If you try knight delta 3 check, it's the same story, queen takes delta 3, because your knight on delta 5 backwardly guards your foxtrot 4 bishop. Yeah. Some players are all mother. So after bishop foxtrot 4, what can black do? You're threatening bishop takes knight of bishop 5.
You could take the pawn takes. Oh no. I'm thinking of pawn takes, David, fine. But then you've got to discover check out enough and bishop takes.
Yeah,
trouble. Oh yeah, you're with him. So if you're looking at that playing pawn takes knight on delta 5,
yeah.
Bishop takes second 5, horrendous. You've hit the queen and you're hitting golf 7. Yeah, black would have to play pawn delta 6.
Yeah.
And even then you want a queen by bishop takes delta 6, so there's nothing doing. If you take the knight on delta 5, you're just lost. You're lost in the way. So this is telling you black has got to do something about the diagonal from the foxtrot 4 bishop to the queen.
Bishop delta 6.
I'd probably be inclined to go pawn takes knight and kick the bishop and then retreat my own knight, and I've lost a pawn, but there's a strong point on echo 5. What else is there in the position? Well, bishop delta 6 is interesting. This is tricky. Oh, I was looking at pawn takes Charlie 5. No, you can retreat bishop Charlie 7. Well, you've even got knight delta 3 check because you have a double attack on foxtrot 4.
Yes.
Bishop delta 6 is interesting, but I can't see.
I get a triple attack on foxtrot 4.
Well, you need to take that piece, obviously, yeah. So, if bishop delta 6, I would say echo take, delta takes echo 5, see which way the bishop retreats. And you then have to retreat your knight from... I would retreat knight to Charlie 3, and maybe look at dropping the knight into echo 4, and there's a big square on delta 6. Black's going to be a corner, but black's going to have a very cramped position for a long time. White might cement a pawn or a knight in on delta 6, and that will be almost permanent. So it will be very difficult to wipe that knight or pawn out. So this is positional compensation for a pawn. You've got such a grip on the centre. White will get an activity very quickly. It's worth a pawn. I can't prove it's a win. I reckon White will get a strong position very quickly. So if bishop delta 6, delta takes echo 5, and then retreat the knight to Charlie 3.
Yeah.
So, it's not bishop delta 6.
How about pawn then for delta 6?
It's the only move that keeps the black queen alive. Yep. Game moves, pawn delta 6. So now it's white to play. Oh. Well, what's the material balance? It's equal. Oh, sorry, black's stolen a pawn off you. No, black has stolen a pawn with the tactic of knight takes second five. Both players have a piece attack. If you retreat your Charlie 3 knights, black can then retreat his echo 5 knights, so it's Charlie 6. Well, see, if you take a knight, you force black to take a knight, don't you? Or you'll be a piece up. So, if you take it,
sorry, Delta takes Casper 5.
You'll lose your knight on Delta 5.
Alright.
Both have a knight in the centre attack by a pawn.
Well, pawn takes knight for white. Then if pawn takes knight, you put pawn takes pawn and there's a discovered check there.
And it's a discovered check. Ah! Yeah. So let's go over us. White has the possibility of pawn takes knight, and if black doesn't play pawn takes knight, you're a piece up. If black does play echo takes delta 5, then your echo 5 pawn can take on delta 6. There was an equal horrible lie. Had black played pawn foxtrot 6 instead of delta 6, we get the same trick. Pawn takes knight for white on echo 5. Black plays echo 6 takes delta 5, and then comes the horrendous echo 5 takes foxtrot 6 discovered check and discovered attack from the foxtrot 4 bishop on the black queen. I told you Queen Charlie 7 was risky, but nobody listens to me. Well, I didn't, did I? No. But this is what happens when you try to invent at the board. Queen Charlie 7 looked good in the natural, as it is. Okay, well, the game move, black plays pawn, delta 6. White does indeed game move, play delta 4, takes knight and echo 5. So white takes a piece of pawn, takes knight and echo 5. Well, if black does nothing, suppose black just leaves the position and plays bishop echo 7 or bishop delta 7, then white just simply retreats the delta 5 knight and you get a strong piece up.
Yep.
So black has got to play echo 6 takes delta 5 or be a piece down. Well, white doesn't need asking twice. You've got your queen echo 2. A horrible square for the queen, wasn't it? Blocks in your foxtrot 1 bishop. Slows down castling, yeah? But now white has got echo 5 takes delta 6 discovered check.
Those are the game moves?
These are all game moves, yeah. Game move.
What was the last game move?
Game move, white plays delta 4 takes echo 5.
Yeah.
Black game move, echo 6 takes knight delta 5.
Yeah.
Game move, white pawn echo 5 takes delta 6, discovered check.
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly, if you play bishop echo 7, queen takes echo 7 is mate. If you play bishop echo 6, that looks plausible. White has pawn delta 7 check. And on the foxtrot 4 bishop wins a queen.
Yeah.
So you can't play bishop echo 7. You can't play bishop echo 6. So it's got to be a king move. So, flip a coin, is it King Delta 8 or King Delta 7?
Now I like White's position.
I told you the Nimzowitsch system was very good for Black, didn't I? That could teach White to put a pawn on the 5th rank on move 4. They never learn.
Well, if you,
well, what you suggest a lie? This is what you're doing in your head over the board. So just analyse a lie.
Well, if King takes, and King David 7 looks a bit dodgy to, me, because you've got does Queen Gustav 4 do anything? No, I don't know. Queen Gustav 4.
The king might be able to hide on Charlie 6.
Mm.
So there's a hint. You don't want King to hide on Charlie 6. After King Delta 7, there's a mate in 4. I'll give you a clue.
Right.
Right, it's amazing. Oh, what's that? Oh, it isn't. Oh dear. Oh dear, I'm going to sort. It's not amazing for. Ah. It's okay. I'm not sulking. I've seen the one. Oh, where's the other check? I think King Delta 7. There are three checks. There are four checks on the board. There are five checks on the board. Well, we're check, aren't we? Because it's undefended. We're not going to go Queen Echo 8 check because it's undefended. We're not going to go Queen Echo 7 check because there's a two. There's only two checks left. Any Rhino Pezzer players in the audience?
Bravo 5 or?
Bravo 5. Queen Bravo 5 check. Where does the king go? It can't take the Delta 6 pawn. It can't go any, it can't go Echo or Charlie 7. It can't retreat to Echo 8. It can come forward to Echo 6. Or it can go backwards to Delta 8. Let's look at Delta 8 first. After King Delta 7, Queen Bravo 5 check, King Delta 8. Now, that king is trapped one check in its mate. Where's the check? Well, strictly speaking, it's mate in 2. Queen Delta 5 check, Bravo 5 check, King Delta 8. We need a check somewhere.
Bishop. Golf 5 check.
Bishop golf 5 check. The king can't move. The king is paralysed. He can only put the bishop in the way. Bishop takes. Bishop echo 7. And the professional move is take with the bishop. Safer mate. Yeah. I mean, echo takes Delta takes echo 7 is cruel because the king can come out to Charlie 7. Oh, but then you can mate him with bishop foxtrot 4. And just as well it was mate, otherwise he'd have lost his queen. This is cruel. This is a cruelty, isn't it? Yeah. So after King Delta 7, Queen Bravo 5 check, the king has to come forward to Echo 6. Now where do you go? Keep looking for forcing lines. Queen is a powerful piece, smoother.
Can we go to either 8? Is that covered?
Echo 8 check is safe.
Yeah.
The Black King can't take the Delta 6 pawn, can't put the bishop in the way because he'll simply take it, your queen. So the king can come forward to either foxtrot 5 or foxtrot 6. And it doesn't matter either because you're going to play the same move irrespective.
Gustav 4, does that?
Whoa, you're losing your foxtrot 4 bishop and king foxtrot 5. After queen echo 8 check, the king comes to foxtrot 5.
Where's your queen? I'm down at 5, is it?
No, queen's gone to echo 8 check.
Oh, echo 8. Oh, right.
Okay. And then the king comes to foxtrot 5. Black king. No.
Well, queen gets queen to... either 5, that's interesting.
Queen echo 5 check, protects your bishop. It forces the king to either golf 4 or golf 6. And as it happens in either case, the same move wins. Oh, you can't go golf four, there's a pawn on hotel three. So yeah. it has to be king, golf six. No, you can be kind or you can be cruel. You can mate him in one, which is kind, or you can be cruel and mate him in two.
Bishop,
yeah, and then pawn foxtrot. Oh no, pawn foxtrot five, and it's not a mate. You give away your mate, bishop delta three, didn't mate. That loses. That, all right, that doesn't necessarily lose, but you give away. So with the queen on echo five, queen golf five, that's it. So, in the original position, if you still have the pieces on the board, after the discovered check, the black king comes to delta seven, we play queen bravo five check. If king delta seven, queen bravo five check, then king echo six, queen echo eight check, king fox dot five, queen echo five check, king golf six, queen golf five mate. That's all four. They're the least painful. Yeah. So the game move was not king delta seven, because that loses to the mate in four, or after queen bravo five check, king delta eight, bishop golf five check is cruel. That's a fourth mate after bishop takes echo seven. So this is telling you after echo five takes delta six check, the game move, black plays king delta eight. Game move, black runs away with king delta eight. So what trumps do we have in this position here, white? Don't forget, this material is equal here. Oh, maybe black, no, material is exactly equal. Well, I think that's 7-7. Yep, material is equal. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a bishop on bravo 5? Because what would be the threat? Imagine if white already had a bishop out on bravo 5, what would be white's threat here?
Well, it's the same sort of sequence with, if the bishop was on bravo 5, you mean?
If the white bishop was already out on bravo 5,
queen echo 8.
Queen echo 8 is mate. So there's a mating pattern for you to look for.
Right.
But you can't organise the bishop out to bravo 5 and get your queen back to echo 2 and then play queen echo 8. It's too optimistic. But if you could somehow allow queen echo 8 check in, supported queen echo 8, that would be very strong. So how do you get a supported queen echo 8? Oh, actually, I've just seen another win. Oh, this is... Oh, dear. Oh, no, I haven't. If you try bishop golf 5 check, pawn foxtrot 6 will get in the way. In fact, that mate has gotten... that means your mating line doesn't work, doesn't it? That means after king delta 7, queen bravo 5 check, king delta 8, it's not mating. Oh, dear.
And can you play queen to either side?
You can do. Black might be get awkward and play pawn fox shot 6 on you.
Right, there must be some.
Alright, let's look at it another way. Imagine you already had a pawn on golf 3. What would you be looking to play?
Bishop golf 2.
The pawn on golf 3 does something else apart from playing shitting.
Protects the bishop.
It protects the bishop.
Yeah.
Some nasty threats Yeah. Imagine if this fox took four bishop was protected by pawn goal three. What would you like to play?
Pawn to
Delta seven. Because the bishop attacks the queen. Yeah. But unfortunately, if you play pawn delta seven, you lose your strong bishop, won't you?
Well, there's nothing to protect you.
There's nothing protecting it. So if you play pawn delta seven now, you'll lose your bishop, but you might win black's Charlie eight bishop. So is that a good trade, or is there something else in the position?
So we're not talking about this star three straight away, we're talking about...
No, I'm suggesting as an idea, if your bishop of foxtrot four was protected, you could have played pawn delta seven and win immediately. Because you're winning the Charlie 8 bishop with check, if nothing else. But if you play pawn delta 7 now, black has queen takes foxtrot 4. So what answer would you have to queen takes foxtrot 4?
Can you play queen either 3? Does that release the bishop, you know? It defends the bishop.
Well,
David 7 afterwards, no?
Well, you'll never be able to play delta 7 because black will go bishop delta 7 and block the pawn.
Right.
Well, you do a queen echo 8 check.
Ah, so you're suggesting pawn delta 7. Black goes queen takes foxtrot 4, and then you have queen echo 8 check.
Yeah.
But the king escapes. King Charlie 7.
Well, Hunt's got
sort of the queen takes bishop check continues.
Well, there's a rook on alpha 8.
Oh yeah, so that there was a knight there. Okay, right.
Yeah. So let's go over this again. We're examining pawn delta 7.
Yeah.
Black plays queen takes foxtrot 4, otherwise the queen is lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, any move other than queen takes foxtrot 4. Alright, after pawn delta 7, black could go bishop delta 6. But then you can simply play delta takes Charlie 8 check and be a piece up.
But haven't you got delta 8? Pawn equals queen.
Ah, so pawn delta 7, queen takes foxtrot 4 for black. Queen echo 8 check. King goes to Charlie 7. You don't stake the bishop. Your delta pawn promotes to delta 8 queen.
Ooh.
And the black queen, the black king's got nowhere to go other than Bravo 8.
Can't fight two queens.
And you have two queens on the 8th flank. You have two queens sitting where the black king and queen used to sit. Yeah.
It'd be a mate with two queens.
Oh, well, there is. You just play queen takes bishop Charlie 8, mate.
Yeah.
So, after pawn delta 7, if queen takes anything other than queen takes foxtrot 4, if bishop delta 6, you play delta takes Charlie 8, promotes to a queen with check.
Okay.
And then to avoid any embarrassment down the echo file, is there going to be? I don't think so. No, rook echo 8 isn't a problem. No, it's okay. It's all sound. So you just bring a piece, pawn takes Charlie 8. So this is the game now with pawn delta 7 and black resigned. Because the threat is queen echo 8 check, followed by pawn delta 7 to delta 8 check. Becomes a queen. Now,
Maybe I don't like the Minzelbich defense so much anymore. Better. Maybe you can show us in the next game.
Well, okay, reset the pieces and we'll start looking at the next game. Yeah.
That was pretty bad. It looked bad for White in the beginning, but not at the end.
Well, Black won the game last week with the Nunzovic, so we have to cancel this out. We can't have a system where every game's a win, because otherwise you'll sit down and think, I'll play every game for a win.
Just the trivial game.
Yeah, well, you just toss the coin to see what colours you have, and then toss the coin for the next game, and toss the coin for the next game.
That discovered check and the point going on to the sixth rank.
It was opening up the echo file and it cost Black. Yeah. I don't know precisely where Black went wrong in all of that. I haven't been able to get at my database today for some reason that the site's offline. I was going to work down the alternatives and see where Black gets a stronger move in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
Because that looked fairly forcing right from the start.
Now, what might have helped White is if Black had played the Nimzovic in the past, and then he'd be ready to play it. If it's a surprise, it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm assuming you've got your chessboard set up. If we go through the game again, it's the same opening. Echo 4. These are game moves. Echo 4, Charlie 5. Knight, Foxtrot 3. Knight, Foxtrot 6. Knight, Charlie 3. Knight, Charlie 6. The four knights, and as mentioned before, if you don't want to venture into the advanced line, you can play Pawn Delta 4, and you just transpose into mainline theory. But we're not looking at mainline today. White plays Pawn Echo 5. Black plays Knight.
Maybe White was planning some variation earlier, and he doesn't get it now because he's blacked in.
Yeah. Well, if White's prepared for this system, you can play it. After Pawn Echo 5, Knight Golf 4. White plays Queen Echo 2. Black plays Queen Charlie 7. White plays Knight Delta 5. This is exactly the same position we've had. So, White on the pawn on Echo 5, a knight on Foxtrot 3, a knight on Delta 5, and a queen on Echo 2. That's all that's moved. Queen Echo 2, knight Foxtrot 3, knight Delta 5, or an Echo 5. And the black piece is Knight Golf 4, Knight Golf Charlie 6, Queen Charlie 7. And Pawn Charlie 5. So, White should play Knight Delta 5, hitting the Black Queen. This time, Black tries to play a subtle improvement and plays Queen Delta 8. Game move Queen Delta 8. So, Black's giving away two tempi with the Queen.
Mm.
But Black expects to be able to hit Pawn Echo 6.
White could hit Knight Charlie 3 here.
And offer a draw, yeah. Offer a draw, yeah. Indeed so. One could indeed. So, after Queen Delta 8, it's White to play. Any ideas? Having had a look at the previous game, there should be a big clue as opposed to what you should be looking to play.
Well, it's either David 4 or Hector.
Yeah, you either play Pawn Hotel 3 or Pawn Delta 4, quite right. Incidentally, instead of Queen Charlie 7 arriving at this line, Black could have played Pawn Foxtrot 6, which is an interesting idea as well. Because this puts pressure on the Echo 5 pawn without leaving the Queen vulnerable to a Knight Delta or Bravo 5 trip. So Pawn Foxtrot 6 is a variation to be looked at as well after the White Queen comes to Echo 2. Because if White picks with Pawn Hotel 3, Black just wins the Echo 5 pawn. Does he Yes, Black wins an Echo 5. Yeah, Black wins an Echo 5, pulling for nothing. So, here we have a knight on Delta 5, a queen back on Delta 8, and it's white to play. We've got two moves. There's Pawn Hotel 3 kicking the Black Knight out of the way, so the pressure is relieved on Echo 5, or Pawn Delta 4 and go for it. What does your gut judgment say? I know this is unfair. Are you going to play the quieter Pawn Hotel 3? Are you going to go saber rattling with Pawn Delta 4? What do you think?
I think Pawn Hotel 3 is the sound of thing. It just shows that White has won the opening, I think.
Yeah. You mean just push the knight back, three knight moves, it can come out to Fox Top 5. Yeah.
Whatever he does, White is way ahead in development now.
You're going to get kicked back with Pawn Echo 6, of course, but yeah. Yeah, Hotel 3 is safe and solid. Nothing wrong. Don't worry about playing Pawn Hotel 3, it's fine. Nothing wrong with Pawn Hotel 3. So that's telling you what the game move is.
It must be Delta 4,
isn't it? It's Delta 4. Pawn Delta 4, we go for it. Okay. Black to play, any ideas? What are you going to do as black here? White to play, Pawn Delta 4.
White's my black looks like too tempy. That's kind of ridiculous.
So, Pawn Delta 4. I think white. Sorry, go on.
Pawn takes pawn for black. I think if he doesn't do that, he's really in bad shape. I think.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not careful, white's going to go pawn Charlie 3.
Yes.
and then you will never be able to undermine the Delta pawn. It's going to take a good while, because pawn, you have to kick the knight from Delta 5 first.
Yeah.
So on the ground, if you're not careful, pawn Charlie 3, and then the white knight can come back to Foxtrot 4, Delta 3, if forced out. Yeah, because black hasn't got enough pieces on Delta 4, so white can play positionally with pawn Charlie 3 next move. Mm-hmm. In fact, white could have set this up with, well, no, white couldn't have set this up with pawn Charlie 3, because pawn Echo 6, the knight has to move. So, after pawn Delta 4, it's black to play. Okay, you want to examine the serious stuff, don't you? You have to allow for the tactics, you have to examine the tactics. So after Delta 4, black looks indeed that Charlie takes Delta 4.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, the point is, if you force the Black Knight back to Hotel 6, you have Bishop takes Hotel 6, don't you? So it's a question of both moves were considered Hotel 3 and Delta 4, but maybe it's just a question of playing around with the move order. Hotel 3 was fine. Nothing. If Knight Hotel 6, you could have played slower with Pawn Delta 3. But White's played actively, Pawn Delta 4, Black's played Charlie takes Delta 4. Now it's White to play.
If you play Hector 3.
Yep. That will at least force, well, it'll force either force the Knight to move or Black to do something else. If Knight Hotel 6, you can just take it. Bishop takes Hotel 6, can't you? And after Golf takes Hotel 6, it's going to be very difficult for Black to get rid of this Delta 5 Knight, because Pawn Echo 6 will be my Knight Foxtrot 6 check. And White's also got the mover Knight to Delta 2 to Echo 4.
Mm.
With both Knights potentially coming in on Foxtrot 6. Yeah, and Black's got doubled hotel pawns. Yeah, I know French players play this sort of system. They allow for bishop takes knight on hotel 6. That's in the advanced French, by the way. Black puts a knight in the hotel six, white takes it.
Yeah.
Black gets double hotel pawns, and white shuffles the pawn to the hotel file and puts the rook on the golf file. And gets good play. It's a game in balance. It's a tough fight. So, we fancy pawn hotel three, do we, as a move? Just to.
Yeah.
You mean why not? I mean, what harm can it do? That's what you're saying.
And white could follow up with knight to foxtrot six check after the bishop takes knight.
And then that would be a big liquidation on echo seven, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You'll get your piece back. And maybe you castle cool side first, setting it up.
Yeah.
Or put a rook on the echo file, or get your queen to delta and rook to the echo. There's all sorts of lovely ideas arising, yeah.
Knight in attacking down the echo file. That's
the same idea, yeah. So this is the game move. White does indeed play pawn hotel three. And this time, black can't do desperado moves. Black can't play knight takes foxtrot two or knight takes echo five, because black hasn't got a counterattack on the white. White does five knight is not attacked, where it was previously. So when white in the previous game attacked gold four, black could do anything with the knight tactically, but you can't do it anything with the knight tactically here.
Mm.
Now, pawn hotel three is flat to play. If you retreat, we'll play bishop takes hotel six.
So you can play echo six flag.
This is a counter attack. Yeah, this is the game move. Pawn echo six.
So it's the same position as before, but the queen's not on c7.
Or bravo eight. More or less, yeah. In fact, white's a tempo ahead on the same position as before.
Mm.
Because black's had two moves, as in the previous game. Because in the previous game, black had pressure on echo five.
Yeah.
So the knight on goal four tactic was playable. Here, the knight takes echo five from goal four tactic isn't playable because you lose his whole piece. Because white hasn't got a piece in the middle. So white's a tempo up because the echo five pawn can't be hit by a tactic from goal four. So this is the game move. Black game move plays pawn echo six. Okay. Right, white, what are you going to do? Both players have a piece attacked. What are you going to do?
One takes knight. We'll give white an advantage, whether there's something better, I don't know.
Okay, so you're wondering about hotel takes goal four. Maybe some pressure at the hotel file, and black will be forced to play echo take delta five. Do I see triple delta pawns on a semi-open file? Yeah? This is it. As simple as that. White doesn't retreat the knight from delta five. White says, I'm going to take your knight on goal four. Game moves, hotel takes goal four. And black has to go echo takes delta five. No choice. If you don't take echo takes delta five, you're a piece down. So black's got triple delta pawns. White's got double golf pawns. White's got a crumping pawn on echo five. Apart from that, everything looks equal.
Black, I can't believe that Grandmaster Black would play like this.
Hang on, which game is this? This is game two. Okay, I couldn't find the ratings of the players for game one. That was played, I think, in 1975. So there were no ratings available. This game is played in about 2001. And I think the white player is about 2400. And black is about 2250.
Mm.
So the approaching International Master and approaching FIDE Master. Yeah. So, black's got his triple pawns, white got the double golf pawns, it's white to play. Well, nothing immediately tactical is going to happen now. For the simple reason that you have to start rebuilding. Where are we? Oh, have I got this move order wrong? Delta 4. Charlie takes Delta 4.
Isn't black threatening bishop and Delta 4 check?
I've misread the move. Hang on. Can it just transfer us in? Does it matter? I see. It does matter. I should read these moves before playing them. Does help. How can I repair this? That's right. Well, it's white to play, isn't it? So it doesn't greatly... Okay, it doesn't greatly matter. Okay. In this position, I imagine white could probably go pawn alpha 3 if you're worried about bishop bravo 4 check. Okay. I've got the move order wrong, but the principles that we're discussing of the triple delta pawns and the semi-open hotel file still apply. Okay. White isn't going to go pawn alpha 3. White does a different move. White just develops... White plays bishop foxtrot 4. Okay, so now we're back into the correct game move order. White did in fact play bishop foxtrot 4 before hotel 3, but the same position arises because black plays pawn echo 6, white plays hotel 3, black takes a piece, white takes a piece. Yeah. So we end up in exactly the same position. It doesn't greatly matter. So the game move, let's say bishop foxtrot 4.
Right.
Sorry?
Black has an annoying check with the bishop.
Black's got a check with the bishop, and you're not going to go pawn Charlie 3 because you lose material dramatically. Yeah, that's an annoying check. Black does indeed play bishop bravo 4 check. And white doesn't.
We'll play bishop delta 2 instead of bishop foxtrot 4.
Well, white played bishop foxtrot 4 a few moves earlier before the tactics came in.
So
white played bishop foxtrot 4 to protect echo 5 before pawn hotel 3. And I skipped the move somehow.
Because white can't treat the knight, maybe should
have. Yeah, white might have been more, bishop delta 2 would be more sensible. And then you just calmly castle queen side. And then slowly dismantle all the pawns at the delta file and the two pawns up.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be very simple. Yeah. You play bishop delta 2, get your king safe, and then play a second move with your bishop. And then just come for the delta pawns. They're just free. They're lunch. They're just sitting there waiting to be eaten. So, after bishop... Okay, so now we've got the move order correct again. White's got a bishop on foxtrot 4, black plays bishop bravo 4 check. You have to move the king. Or you can retreat bishop delta 2 if you want.
Or knight delta 2. I like bishop delta 2 though.
Yeah, I think the bishop should have been on delta 2 a few moves earlier. Yeah, I agree. Bishop delta 2 and castle queen side, and white would have a lovely position.
No, but even here, just retreat the bishop to delta 2.
Yeah, and be prepared to take with...
Maybe just with the delta pawns.
Yeah, you have to be careful about movements. Like, you're going to be captured with the knight on delta 2. Queen goal 5 might start to put pressure on echo 5, or queen echo 7. I mean, one of black's problems is, if he tries to castle king side, the hotel 7 is always going to be a little bit vulnerable. You can't get at it immediately, but you can't. The biggest defender to the hotel 7 square is a knight on foxtrot 6, which black has not got anymore. Yeah. So, one of the best kingside defenders is the knight on foxtrot 6, and its second best square is foxtrot 8, if you like. Because at least on foxtrot 6, it protects queen from coming into hotel 5. Foxtrot 8, it guards hotel 7, but black can't have either. Can't have a knight on foxtrot 8, can't have a knight on foxtrot 6, really. Can't have a knight on foxtrot 8 easily. So black's problem is there's no game plan. Where does black put the king? So after bishop bravo four check, white says, I don't want a potential trade of the bishops. I'd rather have you having pieces not coordinating. So white plays king delta one. Amazing move, king delta one. How about that?
I think bishop delta two is better.
Bishop delta two will do the job, without a doubt. White's got plans. White's got plans on the king's side, you see. White wants minor pieces on the king's side. White decides it doesn't matter that the alpha one rook is going to be out of play. Because black hasn't got a plan. Black really can't consider castling king's side, because knight golf five will come in. If you play hotel six, the knight comes back, and then you've got two built-in targets on hotel six. Yeah. So black's problem is how to develop. So white doesn't mind the alpha one not being out of play, because black's alpha eight rooks are black's out of play, black's queen is out of play. So black white doesn't mind king delta one. So bishop bravo four check, king delta one, surprising move. But bishop delta two should have been played earlier. And then you could have had castle king side, queen side. And then just dismantle the center. You slowly develop, win a couple of delta pawns, you at least one. You'll be at least, in fact, hang on, you haven't lost any pawns, have you? One, two, three, seven. Yeah, technically you're a pawn down, but these triple delta pawns are going nowhere. You'll win at least two of those pawns. Okay, so white plays king delta one. Now black's problem is what to play. Any ideas?
Sure. And you can't play the king to Casper 7 because you got horrendous things happening. I can't say that playing a game is 6 easily. So what do you do with the king? You could play knight either 7. And bring it back to Felix 5 or.
And you call on golf 4. You can go to golf 6.
Yeah, G6.
But the bishop will just drop back to golf 3. So if the knight maneuvers to golf 6, bishop to golf, the bishop just drops back to golf 3, and you haven't really gained anything. Right? Even if you try something like pawn bravo 6. Bishop bravo 7. Queen echo 7. Castle queen side. That's 4 moves. It's all clumsy. Maybe bravo 6 is about the only plan that black has got. And bishop bravo 7. Of course, white can win a pawn back immediately with knight takes delta 4 if he wants. Because the queen and bishop on fox to 4 overprotect echo 5. And then after knight takes delta. Oh, hang on, there's no queen protecting it. Oh, that's silly. You can't play knight takes delta 4 yet.
You could leave your king in the centre. King Felix 8.
To golf 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exactly how you develop your rook, I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, but then again, white's got a problem with his alpha 1 rook as well. Yeah, so maybe bishop delta 2 as a retreat was better, because black's plan is not clear, at least with bishop delta 2. I mean, white's a plan for these minor pieces, but maybe bishop delta 2 was correct retreat, and if bishop takes, you take with the queen. And castle queen side, and then you'll win at least two of the delta pawns and have pressure, and it's going to be a light squared bishop ending. And black's got more problems with developing this Charlie 8 light squared bishop than white has with the fox top bishop. So white's going to get all the play. So maybe bishop delta 2 should have been played earlier. So. Yeah, so black hasn't really got a plan at all.
Could queen alpha 5 start to set up some potential activity on the queen side? Or is that?
Yeah, how do you develop the queen side later? You know, what are you going to do with Charlie 8 bishop? This is Black's problem. Black's got a Charlie 8 bishop and an alpha 8 rook and a hotel 8 rook. Black's got three problem pieces. Hotel 8, alpha 8, Charlie 8.
Yeah.
Black's only got one problem piece, really, and that's alpha 1.
How about queen either 7 and David 6?
Okay, queen either 7. What do we do? Or all it could end up doing ultimately is liquidating the center.
Yeah.
And queen file. Does that work? The delta 6 will take that side. Okay, I'll take that, then what? Yeah, I can't take that. Yeah, because if ever white goes echo takes delta 6, it looks strong on delta 6, but simply king delta 7 once the Charlie 8 bishop is out, and the delta 6 pawn will be surrounded. Oh, hang on. Oh, is that delta 6? Oh, delta 6. Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, you should be able to capture that. And maybe queen echo 7, as you say, trying to get some liquidation down the echo file. Yeah, queen alpha 5, defense delta 5. But then how do you follow it up? That's the problem. How does Black get the queen side developed? Okay. Well, Black decided to just carry on slowly and see what White does. Black plays pawn alpha 6. Doesn't do any good, doesn't do any harm. It stops a queen coming to Bravo 5, not that she was thinking of coming to Bravo 5. This just looks at a typical Sicilian knee-jerk response move. I mean, it's a Sicilian, I'll play pawn alpha 6.
I was even farther behind in development.
Well, yeah, both players have got two pieces out, but White's got the queen out. Neither king is happy that White's foxtrot bishop can get developed fairly quickly. Black's Charlie 8 bishop can't. Having said that, White can't move his queen. Oh, there's no delta 3. Queen delta 3 might be a plan because you're attacking hotel 7.
Isn't your pawn on David's 5?
There's a pawn on delta 5, yeah, so you can't go queen echo 4. Black pawn on delta 5, black pawn on delta 4. So white can go queen delta 3.
Start taking those delta pawns.
Well, not only taking the delta pawns, but maybe taking a hotel pawn into the bargain.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, not sure what that does. Because can't white play Gustav 6 and bring the bishop up to Gustav 7 if he has to. And Cassie.
If you go. If in response to queen delta 3, you go pawn bravo 6.
Yeah.
I might be inclined to play bishop hotel 6. Which threatens bishop golf 7, so you probably have to retreat bishop fox class 8.
Yeah.
But I think White just leaves it there. Then maybe, not too sure. Well, let's see. Bishop fox has 8. I suppose you could go bishop takes bishop, but then black will go king takes bishop and put the king on pawn 7. That's beginning to relieve the problem of the hotel pawn. I think maybe we should start probing a bit. If Queen Delta 3, Pawn Golf 6, Bishop Hotel 6, Bishop Fox 8, come back Queen Delta 2, then you are threatening Bishop takes Bishop. You do that anyway. I got it, yeah. Okay. If Queen Delta 3, Pawn Golf 6, Bishop Hotel 6, Bishop retreats Fox 8, maybe Queen Delta 2 is okay, but you could trade bishops. And after King takes, you play Queen back to Delta 2, and then you're threatening Queen Hotel 6 check no matter what Black does.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be inclined to probe the Queen Delta 3, put the bishop in, and probably bring the Queen back to Delta 2. Because then you can develop your light squared bishops Delta. And then maybe transfer your king across to Foxtrot 1. Mm. Yeah. Okay. So, White didn't put the Queen Delta 3. White found another way of probing it at the black weakness. White played Knight Golf 5. Crude and simple.
Knight to where?
Golf 5. Game move, Knight Golf 5.
Right.
41.
So after Knight Golf 5, you're just simply threatening to win a whole pawn. In fact, if you take Knight takes Hotel 7, you're threatening Knight Fox 6 check, winning everything.
Yeah.
Threatening Rook takes Rook check, it has to put a bishop back in the way, pawn takes discovered check on the echo file. That should mate. It should win the material on me. I don't care. Knight takes Hotel 7, Knight Fox 6 check into readiness. So what does Black do? If Black tries Pawn Hotel 6, well, Black isn't threatening Pawn takes Knight because of Rook takes Rook check. So the Knight's strong. Knight's stronger. So after Knight Golf 5, I think Black is beginning to feel this is one of those games he wished he'd been given the bye. Yeah.
Well, he can't spot like two moves. Coming back.
You have that 19-7, just been trying to reinforce the king side.
Well, White will go Knight takes Hotel 7 again. With the big threat again of Knight Fox 6 check winning the rook.
Yeah.
Or winning at least an exchange. Okay. Well, Black must have thought for a while here, as Black comes up with a tactical solution that isn't immediately obvious. And even when you see it, it doesn't look obvious. So after Knight Golf 5, I suppose Pawn Hotel 6 is the way to try and tough it out. But it really is horrible. You've still got an awkward king side. And at the right moment, White can retreat Knight back to Foxtrot 3 and start pushing Pawn Golf 5 on you. And then the pawn advances to Hotel 5, and maybe you get Pawn Golf 6 advancing. To further just throw open the black king side. It looks horrible. So Black decides to start a fight. I mean, let's have a look at this position. Black's got a bishop and knight out. White's got a bishop and knight out. And an active rook. And a queen. So White's technically a queen developed and an active rook on Hotel 1 ahead. And Black is beginning to go into hand-to-hand fighting. It really isn't the best way, but maybe Black's decided this is gone, this game's over. Yeah, he looks at the triple delta pawns and says, this guy's going to beat me positionally. So this Black's deciding this game is over, and so he's going to make a little fight of it. And if White doesn't solve the problems, then Black might solve his. Black plays pawn delta 3. Very strange move, pawn delta 3.
Delta 3, alright. Oh, it's hitting the queen.
It's hitting the queen, yeah. Well, the simple move is Charlie to fix delta 3. And then go pawn delta 4 and have a nice strong centre. But then again, if you play Charlie takes delta 3, you're shielding the double delta pawns. But have you allowed the queen anything that can happen after queen takes delta 3? So there's nothing wrong with pawn takes delta 3. But you're shielding those double delta pawns from the top. Queen takes delta 3. Something's happened in the position. Something has altered. Something dramatic has altered.
You haven't got a pin on the either pawn isn't pinned.
It's not pinned, but
I mean, you know, you can.
So after delta 3, I think on positional grounds, we're not going to play Charlie takes delta 3. Okay. If we're going to do anything...
It's kind of played knight takes either 5.
Ah, the fox shot 4 bishop is overloading. Yeah, the bishop is protecting the knight on Go 5 and the pawn on Echo 5. So it's not really a pawn sacrifice. Pawn delta 3, and if queen takes, because I think positionally Charlie takes delta 3 is awful. So these are the game moves. Pawn delta 3, we're not going to play Charlie takes. You keep the centre open. If you're this much development ahead, you keep the tactics rolling. So you want queen takes delta 3. You want an active position with this much new development. So queen takes delta 3, and as has been pointed out, the fox top 4 bishop is overloaded. Knight takes echo 5, if bishop takes echo 5, queen takes gold 5. And your annoying centre forward has disappeared from gold 5. You can still go rook takes hotel 7, maybe rook takes queen takes, maybe queen hotel 6. Oh, you're losing queen takes gold 7. Ooh, queen hotel 1. No, it's okay. It's okay. So this could get quite tactically sharp. So black has analysed a bad position and found a nice little tactic to wake white up. Pawn delta 3. And white plays queen takes delta 3. And black does indeed come out with the tactic knight takes echo 5. Which is all well and good, providing white plays along and plays bishop takes echo 5. Oh, by the way, knight takes echo 5 hits your queen as well. I'll give you a warning there. So, if you're not going to go bishop takes echo 5, you've got to move your queen. If you go bishop takes echo 5, queen takes gold 5, your echo 5 bishop is attacked. You have to do something. And don't get greedy, because there's ideas of if black ever gets queen takes something on echo 5, he's threatening queen echo 1 mate. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go bishop takes knight and give up your knight 5 knight, or are you just going to move your queen?
And the knight's threatening David, it's Gustav 4, isn't it?
Oh, we're not worried about pawns in this position. They're the least of our worries. Don't worry about that. So if bishop takes echo 5, queen takes...